This is KUNM. I'm Marino Spencer. Imagine when you walk out of your house, the road signs are blank, billboards too. You try to order breakfast at that new brunch place, but you have to listen to other customers to figure out what's on the menu. As KUNM's Anna Landy reports, this is the reality for thousands of New Mexico adults who are struggling to read.
Peter Aragon is a radio DJ. He didn't know how to read well, and he says that created everyday puzzles.
We do get lost. And it's like, where are the bathrooms? How do you get to point A to point B? And you got to read the prescription. What medicine are you going to be taking? You're going to overdose on aspirin or Xanax?
People who study literacy rates estimated that 16% of adult New Mexicans needed literacy services. That was in 2003. Another analysis in the late 90s found that only a fraction of those people seek help.
I was ashamed when I started literacy. I was like, nah, I can't do this.
But Aragon found he actually could do this. He went with a friend to get tutoring at Santa Fe Literacy Volunteers in the 90s. He was reading at a third grade level and has been improving ever since. When he finished the book, Bless Me, Ultima,
I was like, yes! I saw the movie, and they left a whole bunch of stuff out in the movie. Well, they left that out, and they left that out.
Folks who are functionally illiterate have gotten schooling. They just can't read well enough to get by in many everyday situations. As a result, they have limited job opportunities, because most workplaces require more than basic reading skills.
I was thinking about it the other night, and I said, I feel like I'm losing out on a lot of things because I don't read. I can't read what's happening, what's going on, so I miss out.
David Manzanares gets tutoring at Santa Fe Literacy Volunteers, too. He's got a green thumb and likes to ride his Harley. But after an accident, he had to relearn how to walk and read.
When I read my first book from start to finish, that's what really excited me the most.
Susan Rathgen is an instructor with the program, and she says lots of folks have initial feelings of shame and hesitation.
Some people try to hide the fact that they can't read, and they're embarrassed about it.
Because of the stigma associated with illiteracy, she's struggling to recruit students from the community. But people like Tina Redondo have managed to take that first step. She started about 2 weeks ago.
In my whole life, I've struggled with ADHD and also epilepsy.
Redondo says she found the courage to get tutoring because she wants to be a role model for her daughters.
A lot of people are ashamed of to come out. You can change that and come over here, even for 1 hour, and make difference for your future and your children.
Rathgen says as an instructor, she just wants to share that love for books with her students, even though she knows it takes a while.
I don't mean to sound corny, but I really do see it. When students come in and they're kind of look beaten down or are just so troubled and sad, and some little simple step that they make with the tutor can make all the difference.
And these students say their lives are improving. What would they tell folks who are afraid to get help?
People give up and give up and give up. And that's why I say don't give up. You can do it.
You're not alone. You just got to take that one step.
It takes a lot of time. It took me a lot of time.
Now they're reading maps, newspaper headlines, and websites. They're navigating a new world. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy. This is KUNM. I'm Anna Landy. Thousands of adult New Mexicans can't read well, and because of social stigmas, they're a hidden population. The latest data estimates adult education programs only manage to reach a fraction of those folks. But an Albuquerque literacy program is developing a method of making contact with potential students. Andrew Torres didn't know how to read for most of his adult life. He also copes with depression. Just a year ago, he felt comfortable turning to his counselor for help.
I told him if I'd learn how to read, it would help me a little bit. And he says, you know what, I'm not leaving this office today until we find some place for you.
They found a literacy program called Reading Works. The months of studying have changed everything, he says. He used to feel bad when his grandson would ask him to read to him, and now...
I try to catch him every time he's around the house. He tries to hide from me now because I read to him. I'm like, you wanted me to read to you? I learned how to read. Now you're going to listen because that's my homework to do, you know?
Programs like Reading Works face the constant challenge of trying to connect with folks who have trouble navigating a print-oriented world. Sometimes they can find people like Andrew through referrals, but otherwise...
We've done things like a public service announcement on television. We have posters that are mainly pictures, but it's still very difficult to reach those people.
That's Margaret Barker, founder of Reading Works. She and project manager Isori Geiger laugh as they talk about all the different ways they've connected with students in the past.
A friend of mine told me about your organization, or someone sent me here. Who sent you? Well, they sent me. Isn't that how it is? Who would they be?
They bank on word of mouth. Sometimes they make public service announcements. And now, Reading Marks is trying out something new. They've made a survey that determines if someone is literate or not. In the spring, Reading Works partnered with other local nonprofits that deal with poverty, so they can use the survey to screen for literacy skills during client interviews.
You know, until the survey, I think most people presume you graduated. You know how to read, so they wouldn't even think to ask, because why would they have to?
While drafting the survey, Barker couldn't find any pre-existing literacy aptitude screenings. Plus, there's a range of ability and literacy needs. So the Reading Works team based its questions on their students' experiences.
You can't ask someone, can you read or write? They're not going to answer that question. So you need to think of behaviors, like do you fill out the forms at the doctor's office? Can you read your medicine labels? Do you avoid reading in public? Things like that.
Barker says when they're partnering nonprofits screen enough clients, Reading Works will be able to collect updated and accurate statistics about literacy levels in New Mexico. And of course, meet with more potential students.
I can think off the top of my head a few of our clients that we've had in the past that a screening like that might have helped us find their place quicker rather than spinning wheels doing things that they were not ready to do.
Tracy Sharp is the director of Serenom, a nonprofit that provides apartments and education to the homeless. She'll be using the Reading Works Literacy Survey in August when interviewing clients.
I mean, reading and literacy is such an important part of kind of get out of poverty, which is our goal.
Sharp says low levels of literacy and poverty go hand in hand. So when nonprofits are able to use each other to offer an education to folks, they improve life conditions for families. And it all starts with learning how to read. For KUNM, I'm Anna Landy.